Hi, this is David McGuffin, and we've come to a point in our tour where we need to talk about the Great Potato Famine and the depopulation of Ireland. Between the years of 1845 to 1849, a fungus infested the potatoes in Ireland, and consequently, this destroyed Ireland's main food crop. During that time, that four-year period, roughly 1 million people starved to death or died of related diseases. Now, the estimates vary widely because some people say 500,000 people. Others, other parts of history mention 1.1 million or more. Additionally, another 1 or 2 million people immigrated, mostly to America and to Canada. The poorest folks were hit the hardest because potatoes were their main food crop, their source of nourishment. It's interesting to note that at this time, in the mid-1800s, Britain was the richest nation on earth with an empire that stretched all around the globe. But they could seemingly do nothing to help the starving people in Ireland. Many people believe that this was just poor economics and politics and a way just to kind of forget a little bit about the Irish. It could be racial bigotry. Certainly, there was something to do with the religion, and which pretty much just allowed the common English person to turn a blind eye to what was happening on the island just across the Irish Sea. Many of the old Irish nowadays believe that there actually was really no famine at all. In fact, it's called the Great Hunger, and it's not because that there wasn't any food available. There was plenty of food available. There just wasn't food available to the Irish. By about 1850, Ireland's population was cut almost by a third, from 8.4 million, it was down to 6 million. Many of Ireland's best and brightest people had fled the island in search of better places to live and to work. The Irish language, which was spoken by almost all the people before the time of the famine, eventually became a sign of ignorance, and it was considered useless, especially for those who immigrated to other countries. By the time 1900 rolled around, Ireland's population had dropped to 4 million as a result of immigration to other countries. That's half of what it had been before the time of the famine. Irish traditions and the way of living changed as well. Before the famine, land was subdivided, and each son got a piece of the family estate, although it did grow smaller and smaller with each generation. After the famine, only the oldest son got the estate, and the younger siblings had to go make a living elsewhere. They either joined the priesthood or immigrated to Britain or Australia or Canada or the USA. It's estimated that over 50 million Irish immigrated to the Americas during this period. And at this time, there are 50 million Irish Americans living in the United States. So the USA has a great deal of influence in Ireland. Consequently, when you travel and fly home, you'll see U.S. Customs and Immigration and Border Control at the airports there in Shannon and Dublin so that you do pre-clearance into the United States, the U.S. Customs, and you, when you walk out into your airport, the destination airport in the USA, you walk in, walk out like you're had a domestic flight. So Irish and American relations still run strong. And unfortunately, the Irish still hold a hard spot in the heart toward the British, who were so oppressive to them for over 900 years. Well, that's the story on the Great Potato Famine. This is David McGuffin. Your adventure starts here with David McGuffin's Exploring Europe.